Alan Higer, Nobel Prize, and now engineer at Polytechnic Torino. I know that you started studying for engineering, but you left out after 1 year, and now you have engineering. Once again, how do you feel?
Oh, it's a great honor. Of course, I feel wonderful. And I have learned that the difference between physics and chemistry and engineering is all artificial. In fact, they're all part of our science and technology.
All part of the same objective and aim, it is save our planet. Your speech today, it was aiming to the new technology about saving our planet, saving energy. How can we communicate to people, to normal people, this theme?
Well, I think that has begun. I believe that the announcement last week of the Nobel Peace Prize emphasizes that again for everyone, that this global warming and this need for new sources of energy, these are very real problems. They will not wait. They have to be addressed now, and we have to dedicate ourselves to doing so.
I read that you wrote about 750 paper publication in 45 years. That makes more than one paper at a month. So you're a storyteller, you're a writer. Where do you find all this time?
The days are long. Middle of the night is a good time to work. I have had the benefit of many really outstanding students and colleagues. You don't do this kind of thing yourself. People in the lab, they make the contributions. The young people provide the inspiration and the hard work.
We hope that maybe someday even Italian students may help you in your work.
I have had Italian students. I've had the benefit of several. Cesare Socci came from Pavia. He spent five years with me and did beautiful work.
Did you enjoy your time here in Turin?
I did. I've been to Turin before, but this time somehow I had a little more time to relax and see something of this beautiful and I would say transformed city.
Have a wonderful time. See you next time.
Thank you.
Onde quadre, quello che non ti aspetti.